to neglect your responsibility of oversight.
That's correct.
Or do you, yes, and that's.
You're not here. In terms of being on the finance committee and audit.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, well, it could be a conclusion that.
Yeah, that's strong.
Go ahead.
Just to the language itself, it says it can be for up to a committee of the whole. It doesn't say that it has to be, right?
Yes, and
I think we can move forward.
I agree fully. The mechanics of how the mechanics of how we actually implement or execute pulling the audit committee members off of the finance committee is not really an issue, because we don't describe it today in this proposal as a committee of the whole, because there are only 15 members on it. So by definition, it is not. I think the consensus, what we're hoping for is in this discussion is to come to a consensus of what we think the structure should look like. The mechanics, we think we can try to work through between now and the board meeting. Mr. Goldman.
Yeah, I just want to add one other issue, because I support what Mr. Price is suggesting, that you sort of take back some of these issues and give it some thought and then come back. But one issue is that in your latest reiteration, you've created the pension committee as a subcommittee of the finance committee.
Right.
And I understand that, but what I don't understand, and I don't know whether it's provided for in the bylaws, is how a subcommittee functions. Does a subcommittee make recommendations and report to the full committee, and then the full committee to the board, or does a subcommittee, even though it's under the umbrella of the finance committee, if it has recommendations, makes recommendations by action to the full board? I'd appreciate if that could be addressed in your work, so that it's clear to everybody how subcommittees, since you may be creating additional subcommittees, function and how they report.
My understanding through reading the bylaws and procedures, they report through the full committees to the board. But now
I would assume that that's correct, but I don't know if that's how it's stated in the bylaws.
In response to Mr. Goldman's question, the Finance Committee is the actual creating body for the Pension Subcommittee.
Right.
Therefore, any report from the Pension Subcommittee would report to the Finance Committee for such action as they may deem appropriate. At which point, if they want to move something forward or there's a need to, it would be up to the full Finance Committee then to so vote.
Right, I understand that guidance. My question is that provided for now somewhere in the bylaws? How a subcommittee, when it's created, functions and how it reports up through full committees and to the board? That's the question I'm raising.
That's my understanding.
We all have these understandings.
First of all, the bylaws do create, allow committees to create subcommittees,
yes.
So they're an organic part. But also running through that would be through Robert's Rules of Order, which is also applicable.
I did not fully understand what you said. I'm just asking for clarification on your statement, that's all.
Sure. The question, as I understood it, was, whether there was a need to put into the bylaws, the specific creation of the subcommittee. The subcommittee already, under the bylaws, the subcommittee is a piece of, the sponsoring committee, in this case, the finance committee. That role is also established in Robert's Rules of Order.
It sounds like the ability to create a subcommittee is in the bylaws, but the actual rules of how the subcommittee operates is not codified anywhere. Is that correct?
Repeat that.
The creation and the ability of a committee to create a subcommittee is spelled out clearly in the bylaws, but the actual operation of a subcommittee in regards specifically to WMATA is nowhere codified in the bylaws.
That is correct. You would then rely then on Robert's rules. Yeah.
And it would seem we also have committee procedures that we could add that to.
Let's do this methodically, and Chairman Evans, if you might be touching on that. I thought I would give just a brief overview of what my thinking was when I, when Tony and I sat down on this. What I attempted to do, first of all, is to have 8 committees. We only had 7, so that each principal could chair one. So that was the reason for the creation of the new committee. Secondly, what I was hoping to do is to streamline things. Some committees had lots of members, and to really put 4 members on each committee so that we could focus on the committee that we're on, do the oversight that really is really necessary for this organization. And then thirdly, on the Finance Committee, I always hearken back to when I was here before. When I was here before, we only had 6 members of the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee is a committee of the whole, I believe, is unwieldy. However, we are where we are. But just as some history, in the past, things were different in Maryland and Virginia, as you know. In Maryland, you had Montgomery County and Prince George's County paying for Metro, and their voting representative sat on the Finance Committee. In Virginia, my best recollection is Fairfax had 2, Arlington 1, and Alexandria 1. Fairfax had 1 on the Finance Committee, and Alexandria and Arlington rotated. And then the district had 2, and that was your 6. Changes were made in the jurisdictions, as I understand it, where the states both got involved. And so I guess at some point, everybody ended up on the Finance Committee because different jurisdictions were paying and not paying, and everybody wanted to be a part of it. And so that was not my recommendation, but we are where we are, and we have the whole group back on again. I find 16 people to be an unwieldy number of people, so I hope we can make it work. Corbett, your suggestion of taking 4 people off I think makes sense. So we'll at least be down to 12, and hopefully that will make it less unwieldy and everyone have a participation. I just wanted to share that. That was the thinking. Tony and I sat down. Tony has lots of experience, much more than I in this, and we're able to draw up the descriptions of the committees, you know, based much more on his expertise than mine. So that they seem to make sense. So that's how we got to where we are today. And so I appreciate, as I said in my comments, I have no pride of authorship or ownership or whatever. I'm happy to make any changes anybody wants. But I think we should just, one thing to keep in mind is we want to make this streamlined, simple, so people can understand what's happening. And that's why, Jim, your idea of 2 more committees, subcommittees, I don't know if it just becomes unwieldy again. We have so much stuff all over the place. It may not, but that's how it strikes me, just having not heard it before. So that's just my 2 cents, but I'm sure we can all come and arrive at some consensus here. The reality is that we all participate in everything, so I don't know that this really rises to the occasion that we're putting it to, but that's where we are. So.
Thank you, Mr. Price.
I'm going to suggest, versus trying to resolve these issues here at this point in time, we talked about new CEO and making sure our committee structure is aligned with his goals and aspirations for the company. I would suggest that Chairman Evans and whatever other group of members would like to participate sit with the CEO and get his input, and we have a collaborative effort so that we can resolve some of these issues here. We cannot resolve it here as a committee.
Oh, dear.
Yes, this is his motion, yeah. If his motion is appropriate at this time, but that's where I see it.
So just for clarity, can you describe what your...
Clarification is that we move forward with the CEO, chairman of the board, and I guess this is in governance, whoever the chairperson of the governance committee happens to be at that time, and they come together with whatever outside experts, or we have enough consultants around here that have expertise in that particular area, and kind of flesh this whole thing out and then come back to us at some point in time.
Any committee discussion?
Providing our chairman agrees with that. I want to be supportive of his chairmanship.
I mean, the idea of putting this off for another month has no appeal to me at all.
Then I withdraw my motion.
No, but I want to do what the board wants to do. But I, as I said, I think we're getting bogged down in something that isn't as important as we're making it. But whatever anybody wants to do.
Then I withdraw my motion.
Not a member of the committee. I know you're going to the committee first, but once you've dispensed with that, I would love to be recognized.
Committee members? Mr. Dorsey?
I would just say, you know, regardless of how we leave this, I would hope that we could take this opportunity to air out all issues just so that anyone who's working on revisions, whether they are within the next month or within the next couple of hours, knows what needs to be worked on, because it seems like we've gotten hung up on a couple of areas, but I think there are probably a few others. So let's get the universe of what we need to work on out in the open now, if we could.
Ms. Troponi?
Some comments in that regard. I will just, if I may, on the other committee assignments. I really appreciate the intention to have more of a focus on customer service. I think that aligns well with the priorities of the new general manager. I just question whether or not we're actually doing that with the new organization. I don't have an objection if we make some additional changes to the description about including safety, because if you're a customer and the trains are running on time and things are looking nicer in the stations and the gates and the escalators are working, but you personally don't feel safe, that's an issue for customers. So I'm okay with putting those together, but I do think that including also planning expecting that the responsibilities to also include things like regional bus service coordination and things like that is actually takes you away from that focus on customer service. So I would also argue that when I looked at where planning should be, I mean, it certainly should be informing our capital budget, right? It certainly should be informing maybe some of our operations. It should it clearly has a relationship to real estate transactions, which have also now been moved to a different committee. So I would suggest that maybe we put planning in a more central place. I mean, I think we all agree that we have a very good planning staff here at Metro. And having, you know, using that crack analytical capability to inform some of our other decisions, I think is something that I think it's a muscle we've underused in our organization. And I'd like to, if we're going to be moving things around, to put it in a place where it could actually be used to more broadly inform and more specifically inform some of our decisions. I guess a couple of other quick things. I'll leave it at that for now. Thank you.
I think the thing we have to guard against is we create committees so that the board can focus on certain areas, and it's really important for the committees to work together and information and issues flow across committees. And I'm afraid some of our discussion, we're trying to parse a little too much. And frankly, my worry is that there's a ton of work to do, and the committee structure is almost the day-to-day way that the board gets its work done. And if we can get it 70% right, we can add the 20% in 3 months when we realize it's, something's not working, except the not working will be based on experience, not on projecting what might not work. I think if we focus a lot on projecting what might not work, we're going to come up with 112 changes. And so to some extent, are we willing to jump off the cliff what we think is a 70% solution and then adjust? And it's not something we do well or smoothly. But interestingly, it's part of what was in our self-evaluation for the past year. And maybe, if we do our best to get it mostly right today for board action, and commit to seeing how it works, knowing that maybe there's some of the functions aren't clear or there's some overlap, practicing and then deciding, you know what, because we practiced, we need to move this. That's one suggestion I would make, because I think we all have different views on specific functions that might shift.
Yeah, I would support that idea. I think we do need to be moving ahead. And from my experience on the board, one of the key roles is the chair and vice chair of those committees. They're the ones who are working directly with the staff on those issues, figuring out what should come to the committees, when it should come. The sooner we get established and create those relationships, I think we'll be better off. We've got a lot of work to do this year. I'd hate to lose a couple of months before we get started on it. One question in terms of the discussion of planning. In our previous action on self-evaluation, we did note the need to revisit and update the strategic plan. And I'm wondering where in this arrangement that lead would be.
Well, there's nothing in the current proposal.
That's right.
But in the past, when that issue's come up, my understanding is that the board did that work through the executive committee. But that might not be how we want to do it moving forward.
Yeah. If it's something important, we've got to figure out who's responsible for it. And it is something important.
To me, wouldn't that be an ad hoc committee at the chairman's discretion?
It was a confidence thing.
Okay.
Mr. Price.
Mr. Chairman, we need to move forward here, so what is your pleasure?
I'm the chair of the committee or the chair of the board?
It's clear. Go ahead. I said the chairman of the committee.
Okay.
I mean, this is a committee meeting.
I know, but...
Well, okay. Is there a motion to move forward? Yeah. I mean, is there a motion to move forward with what's proposed with the understanding that...
You can always modify.
Like, we already do.
You already have a motion on the floor for the approval of the bylaw proposal.
Do we have a second?
Yes, Kathy Hudson seconded the purple. Now we have to read
it. So we'll call the question. What? So I'd like to call for a vote on the proposal for the committee members. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed?
I'm going to oppose it for the general discussion.
Okay, so the motion passes.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll modify it later.
Is there any additional business?
We'll modify it later.
If not, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
The whole thing needs to be
worked. We're going to come back and get all involved, suggestions
and everything, and use these consultants you got around here, and let them allow you to kind of restructure
just
things,
sort of get an understanding of that,
and what he wants to do. That's all you have to do. But I'm telling you, on this finance and the audit,
the changes,
that has to be resolved because that makes
which
sense
is the proposal, right?
I understand the regional differences, but if you
you
still can control your regional approach to the finance committee, if you take the people off, you still have a balance here.
But it may not be a bad idea to still explicitly state it in some sort of paragraph or something, right?
Correct.
So people are curious.
Yeah.